We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
We're basically gonna Tom Brady the puppy ball in the sense that my daughter's gonna pretend to be a puppy.
Oh my God. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. And hello to our special guests in the anxiety chamber today, Danny Fernandez and Iffy Wadue from Nerdificent.
Yes.
Brand new podcast.
First time we've ever had two guests at once.
Yeah, and I'll
Hell
tell
yeah.
you what.
This is awesome.
This is, it's not going to work.
Well, speaking of things that are not going to work, Anthony, let's talk about our story. I got a great story here. This was sent in by quite a few people, actually, including Alik Evans, the golfer.
Alik the golfer Evans.
Yes. This is a sad story. About poop, really. About train loads of poop.
Oh, man.
It turns out that...
You're really zigging and zagging on me. Because I was ready to be depressed. And then you're like, it's trains of poop!
I mean...
Where are you going?
Well, I'll tell you where I'm not going. The town of Parrish, Alabama. Because that is where 10 million pounds of poop in train cars is just sitting there, stinking up the town.
Oh, wow.
This is human waste that was being transported and evidently didn't get to where it's going. They just parked it in Parrish, Alabama, and it is now sitting there, and the governor's freaking out. The parish mayor is freaking out. The quote that I love from the parish mayor is, "God help us if it gets hot."
Oh, God.
I was really hoping that he was going to say it's a real blank show.
You know, we can say shit.
But
the
sure.
mayor can't, evidently, right?
Why was 10 million pounds of poop on a train?
That is an excellent question.
Is this like a sick prank?
No, I think that's what we do with our trash and our waste is that in Metro, because it was coming from like New York, right?
Yeah, I remember every Tuesday I buy a train ticket for my garbage.
Yeah.
It's a long process, but it's worth it.
But that's what happens with our waste is that it goes to other places.
Right.
So
No. Because I bring it out to the curb and then it disappears. Danny. I put it out on
man
the curb
take.
And then man take, then gone.
But what does it smell?
I did my job.
What does it smell like where it was supposed to go?
It was headed to a private landfill in Adamsville, Alabama. It's called Big Sky Environmental. Or like Big Stank.
We're the number one podcast in the Catskills. The Borscht Belt loves our shtick.
And it has been sitting there for 2 months. It didn't get to where it was going. And it has been sitting on the train tracks in Parrish. Oh. Waiting to be taken all the way.
Why didn't it get to where it's going, though?
I thought they, like, stopped it. There was some court case or something where they ruled, like, so it's now stuck in purgatory.
That's
in
correct.
In purgatory.
Purgatory!
Because some guy was like, yo, Big Sky's getting all this poop. What about all the poop I want? I've been asking for poop for, like, 12 weeks.
Yeah, there was
taking all the poop.
There was a bidding war on the poop.
Yeah.
And it's gone into arbitration. No, there was an injunction against Big Sky to keep it from being stored. And because that is still being arbitrated, they just let it sit in Parrish where, sadly, there are no zoning laws to prevent it. And everyone in Parrish can smell it. So it's not like what I would do if I was putting poop on a train is I would construct some sort of hermetically sealed train cars, right? That's what any reasonable train conductor would do is you create a smell-proof...
Now, in your mind, the train conductors also construct the trains.
Yeah. It's a one-man business.
Yeah.
It's a startup...
They put the train together. They build a new train every time.
Yeah. This is based on all my knowledge.
And then they drive it themselves.
They load the poop
in. How people make train sets in their basements, right? You do all of it yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these train cars reek. And the whole city, the whole town smells it all the time.
what is this injunction against Big Sky? Why can't the poop get to where it needs to go? Follow the poop, Jeff.
Follow the poop.
Explain to me why this poop has stalled. What is this court case?
Waste management facilities in New York and one in New Jersey have been shipping tons of biowaste, literally tons, to Big Sky Environmental. But in January, the neighboring town of West Jefferson filed an injunction against them to stop them from storing it there. So I guess a different town was like, it smells.
Yeah. Right.
Well, here's the deeper story. There's a deeper story within all this. And the story is the family that just moved to Parrish, they all argued with the dad. They didn't want to come here. He was like, trust me, guys, you're going to get there. You're going to like it.
I love you so much. I trust you. Anything. You know what? I'm going to put on a smile and I'm going to make this work, Dad, because I love you.
And his wife is like, if this goes wrong, I'm leaving you and I'm taking the kids.
And he's like, no, it's going to be great. And listen, we're not even going to need to do any work. I put all the stuff on pods and then we're taking the train to Paris. It's going to be nice. The kids are going to see America. By the time we get there, the stuff will be there. They get on the train and immediately the kids are like, no, it's not me. It's not me. I swear.
Oh, God. The one train to Parrish. That's the only train that goes to Parrish.
Not a lot of train traffic going through Parrish. This is something that kind of feels familiar to me as somebody. My early childhood was on Long Island. I had a lot of friends who lived on Staten Island. This is definitely... Staten Island used to be like 50% landfill. That is the reputation Staten Island has. You live at the dump. Like it's gone now. Over the last 20 years, they've really tried to like clean it up and make it better. But people were like living amongst the trash on Staten Island, because that's the thing, is like all of this waste has to go somewhere.
Isn't that the Staten Island motto?
Live amongst the trash. Yeah. And it's written in a beautiful 50s script and like a smiling family. Yeah, and so the major metropolitan areas especially, like the fact that this shit, 10 million pounds of it, goes from New York and New Jersey all the way to Alabama, tells you that we have a huge, huge problem get rid of this stuff.
That's the most efficient way to do that?
Right.
That's it. It's crazy. And I guess that's not the only place that this stuff has ended up. There are other, Birmingham had 80 train cars full of sludge that came to stop in their city. So it's like, they're just putting them wherever people won't complain. But it's like, what's that movie?
Where people will complain.
Piercer. Yeah. It's the poop piercer is what it is. It's just a continual trains moving around the country.
Yeah, I'm already working on a solution. See, I got a dung beetle farm. I'm going to breed these dung
beetles.
I'm going to make them real hungry. I'm going to starve them up, get them real, real hungry. And I'm going to unleash them on this poop.
Yeah.
And boom, it's gone.
You can make you can make a lot of YouTube videos of them just perfectly forming the balls, like Japanese foil balls.
Oh, yeah. I think that stuff would trend. Like we could use it as manure, right? Like maybe that's why it's going to Alabama, is they can use it. They have a lot of farmland. When I was in Colorado,
dump it out over here.
Pull a Dave Matthews Band and just go over a bridge and overturn your train. Y'all remember that? Dave Matthews Band was on tour and they're like super vegan. Like super, you know, so they're like, they're using the facilities on the tour bus.
You have to know that Anthony is the biggest Dave Matthews fan in the world.
Please, I'm a big, I'm a Dave.
You're a
Dave
big TM? Head.
Matt head.
I love Dave. I don't know.
He's a Dave Matthews fan.
We just call him Dave. Fans just call him, that's one thing I do know about Dave Matthews fans. A Dan. That's what I am. But there was this thing where they were going over a bridge in Chicago and they just like dumped the bus. Wow. And it just went all over like
a nice family that was on the the lower part.
A literal Norman Rockwell painting of a family having a picnic underneath was just like, it was, you know what it was? It's the family that was going to move to Parrish. And that's what made them tired of city life.
They're like, screw this.
They were like, we've got to get away from a place like this. Somewhere where it's clean. Let's move to Big Sky country.
Wait, so how do people know this about Dave Matthews? Did someone like snitch?
Yeah, there was a big thing in the papers in Chicago because it was a huge amount of human waste. Just fell all over people.
Do people would pay money for that? I've seen people selling hair on
eBay. I got Dave Matthews poop.
Those real Dans out there. The big Dans.
Unfortunately, people like Iffy would buy it just for their dung beetles.
Yeah, you know, I got a farm to build up. You know,
this is an interesting question, though, is like, clearly, there would be a need for this stuff. There is a way to use this stuff, but these chains in these cities, these the way these logistical chains move, clearly no one's thinking about that. The thought is get it out of here, put it in the first place that will store it. It's not like, how do we reuse this? How do we make this viable?
But I got to think that if there was a way for anybody to make money on this, they would have already tried it, right? Yeah. This has got to be the least money lost thing that they can do is just let it sit there.
That's right? Yeah, that's got to be interesting then. So then it's a matter of how much more expensive is it to get rid of this stuff in a way where it is reused or like move down the actual sort of agricultural chain as opposed to just dumping it on the train tracks in Parrish, Alabama.
Danny, you were going to say something about you had a similar experience?
Yeah. When I lived in Colorado, we had a couple of different plants. One was, I think, like a Budweiser one. So that one, that actually doesn't smell that great. Right.
It doesn't taste that great either.
No.
It smells like twins.
Wow. And then we had a kibble plant and you could smell that shit for miles.
Kibble like dog kibble?
Yeah, yeah.
That's because they make that out of like dead things that we can't eat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had
like the inside, like the outer linings of a pig and like chicken feet.
And you could literally smell through the town?
Yeah.
My dad grew up near a paper mill, a pulp mill.
Yeah.
And those are notoriously very stinky.
I was just about to say one of the biggest colleges in Florida or biggest liberal arts colleges in Florida is in Jacksonville. And Jacksonville is just mostly like a paper exporter.
Yeah.
So it's like this beautiful liberal arts college. And then like, it's on the beach and everybody wants to go there and it's wonderful. And like everybody looks at the brochures and they're like, I want to go to Flagler. It looks amazing. And then you like set foot in Jacksonville and you're like, it smells like ass here.
Oh, yeah, man. In fact,
I can't learn here. I can't party here.
You know how, you know, sometimes you'll have a little league team and like a local business will sponsor them. Well, my dad's little league team was sponsored by the pulp mill and they called the team the pulp mill stinkers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a way to control the message.
Right? Yeah, it's like, let's own it. Let's embrace it.
We are the stink. We bring the stink.
Maybe that's what Parrish needs to do. We're just like, shithole Alabama.
You need to learn something about this town, sir. Oh, we stink and we love
We're
it.
We're proud of it.
And if you don't like it, you can get out of here.
Yeah, the sign says like now entering Parrish, but you probably already knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The opposite, I feel like, of the stinkeries that y'all were talking about is I used to date someone who lived in Provo, Utah, and they were like, oh, it's in the morning, it smells like, you know, some like some meat's cooking or something like that, but that's just the crematorium. So don't
enjoy
No.
And they had a crematorium. And
wait, so don't enjoy it? Is that what they
said? You've developed a taste for human flesh.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Ooh, yummy, dummy. Yummy, what's that?
Oh, what?
How do you feel about having developed a Pavlovian response to dead bodies?
Like, my God.
I'm hungry now.
Why are they constantly burning people in Provo?
I guess because they were saying like it's a specific because of the smell, they did it at a specific time every week.
Wow.
And it would just like plume out. And you would smell.
Provo, come for the environment. Never
Stay
leave.
For the Mormonism.
Stay because you will be dead here. And we will burn your body.
You'll smell great.
In Brooklyn, we had the Merida bread plant and the Domino sugar plant.
Mm.
And that was just a magical time.
Yeah.
That was just beautiful. Like going on the train in the morning, like you would hate your morning commute into the city until you passed like the one stop that like intersected the two of them. And you were just like, life is okay. Life is okay. Then you'd go down into the tunnel and you'd be like, life is awful. Life is the worst.
That's the scary part is what you can get used to, right? Yeah. And I wonder if the residents here, I mean, clearly they've been complaining for 2 months, but
maybe
you would like eventually just not even notice it anymore.
It would be so convenient because you don't really have to shower often because no one knows. You know, you just keep wearing your same clothes.
It's Anthony's dream town.
Oh my God.
Nobody knows.
What a magical place. I'll move there.
I think it would be really hard to like have sex, like get in the moment and stuff when it smells like shit.
But you know the biggest prank now is to shit your pants in front of your friends and see if anyone...
What's that That's smell? Well, one thing I could tell you, it is not me.
Yeah.
It is the town.
Well, we do live here. Right.
Oh my God.
I was going to say I'm sensitive to, and I feel sorry if my friends listen to this, but I would say 95% of my friends that have cats, you can smell it. And I don't know if they realize it, if they're used to it. I want to be like, you know, it smells like cat piss. Cat piss is like one of the strongest smells. And I'm just like, I just want you to know your apartment is nice. It smells like cat piss.
And the litter that's supposed to neutralize it gives off its own smell of like, I feel like if I was some sort of Dickensian orphan working in a soap plant, like that's what it would smell like just lye and chemicals and just, and then the cat pisses underneath it. Yeah. It's like when someone vomits at an elementary school and they put the sawdust on it, they're like, there, kids, you can't smell it anymore. And it's like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Well, since we're ratting out our friends, I had a roommate once, I lived with a couple, and which, side note, never do
Don't
that.
Do that.
It's a bad idea. But they had two cats, and I was very anti-pets, but I acquiesced and was fine. And I had my own room sort of in the back of the apartment. And for some reason, I guess one of the cats just understood that I was not into the cat being part of the house wanted to extract revenge on me. It would routinely urinate.
Yep.
I would keep my door closed, but it would urinate right on the edge of the door. So when I walked down the hall to my bedroom, I had to walk through cat piss smell.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awful.
Oh, it's so bad.
And I was just like, you guys have to do something about this. And they're like, we're sorry. We got the spray. Oh. We got everything. I'm like, no. This is not acceptable. I cannot
there's
live
no
like this.
There's no getting rid of cat smell.
No.
There's none. Yeah. No, there's none.
I had the... I used to live with my ex in Garden Grove, and I don't know why I chose to die on this hill, but I was a very like anti-neutering the cat.
I was like,
nah, man, I can't as a man let you take this cat's nuts away. Worst decision in my life. Because then it got to the point where it wanted to mark its territory and it constantly would do it on my clothes. Like, it was like, I had your back. Like, I was the one.
It's other testosterone, though. Yeah, yeah. It can smell all of your testosterone, and it's going to mark on it, being this is mine now.
Well, I probably would have fucked all of it.
It just thought, like, you asked for this.
Yeah, well, and also,
this is what you get.
But it was that thing of where, like, I would forget, like, I'd get used to the smell, and then I would think it's gone, and I'd get to work, and so I was like, and I'm like, no! That's my biggest fear is stinking. We're on the subject. My biggest fear is stinking and not knowing it. And it's all because I know exactly, you know where those
your little brother.
Well, no, no. In high school, I forgot to put on deodorant one day.
Uh-oh.
And I went in and I like kind of knew I was stinking, but I was like, I don't think anyone could tell. And then this guy, because it's high school, he walks by and he's like, somebody musty. And like everybody was looking around. It was like, and I was like, so like ever since then, like I've been very like conscious of how I smell.
You immediately do that thing where you like cross your arms and put your hands into your armpit. Yeah. You're just like, who is that smells musty? I wonder. Somebody find this scoundrel.
You
and then you like slowly back away.
See something really interesting on the ground a little bit behind you. And then
you check yourself. But so imagine the people of Parrish, Alabama right now. How long is it going to take them to get this once they move the 10 million pounds?
Yeah.
This has got to be we're selling our house and leave. Although, how could you even
They have got to burn the town to the ground.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the only solution.
Or it needs to be like a Noah's Ark situation. flood the whole thing.
Okay. Flush
like God
it.
Did.
They're flushing
just
it.
Just restart over.
So do they have a plan for this?
They're complaining. The whole article is about how they're complaining and they're asking for some sort of assistance from the government because Big Sky won't respond. They're just waiting for some sort of somebody to step in and move the trains.
You know, privatization of things that should be taken care of by the government has just never gone wrong. It's just never gone wrong.
I agree.
I
think everything's going right.
This is great. This is the invisible hand at work. I read about it on Reddit, the invisible hand. They love the invisible hand on Reddit.
They do.
And it's working out just fine in Parrish, Alabama.
They said it would take 10 days to remove and it's been 2 months. So,
wow.
That's awful.
If you're listening from Parrish, sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry, we feel you.
Sorry, and we do have guest rooms, and you cannot stay in them. You cannot
stink.
Stay in them.
My God, you stink.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, and we wish you could stay with us, but you can't. I would love to know from the concerned citizens out there, what is the worst stench-based situation they have ever been in?
Yeah.
Oof.
It's a good one. God. Right?
I wanna hear your story about the cat or your little brother that's hiding feces everywhere around the house. I wanna know all these things. That's right. I'm asking for them. You can send them to us on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Do you?
Oh, I'm at Ms. Danny Fernandez.
And I'm at Ifywadiwe, Ifywadiwe.
And you can hashtag those Snowpiercer. No one's using Snowpiercer right now.
Pugatory.
Let's use Pugatory.
Pugatory is so much better.
And please do go listen to Nerdificent. It's on the How Stuff Works Network, and it's absolutely wonderful. This is a great show. What day does it come out?
Tuesdays.
And explain to the people what a Nerdificent is, because this is a great idea.
Oh, yeah. It's just nerdy deep dives into nerdy subjects that kind of fills you in, whether you're like a nerd vet or you're a new nerd who's into it after seeing Black Panther because of
something. Yeah, we like tackle the history of stuff like VR and cosplay and then our hilarious experiences with it and then kind of like the future of a lot of the tech and stuff in the nerd world.
And this is what I love is because it's covering things that are sort of considered like, I would say like fandom 101 stuff.
Yeah.
But it's doing it in a way where, like on your Comic-Con episode, I learned a lot about the history of Comic-Con that I didn't know. And I've been going to Comic-Con for years.
Cosplay episode, the same thing. The history of cosplay. You guys delve into where it comes from. All that stuff. Really, really cool.
So like whether you got a text from your mom that's like, what is a Comic-Con? Or you've been going to Comic-Con for years, it's a great show to listen to for either one of you.
And if you want to hear more with our guests, we have another double-length episode coming at you just for our patrons. And you can become a patron by visiting patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and signing up.
Yeah, you visit and then you sign up.
First you visit, mm-hmm. and you sign up.
If you try to do it the other way around, it doesn't work. Because then you're just putting your billing information into a random text file.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we also accept, by the way.